I want to introduce you to Henry Hayes and Zolan Kano Youngs. They both attended high school across the river from us in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they both knew and were classmates with convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The third anniversary of those bombings is next month. We here in Boston have famously bounced back, but the passage of time certainly has not erased our questions. Henry and Zolan have been probing their own questions in a short feature film called Johar. It premieres at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City next month. Henry and Zolan, thanks for joining us. I know Hollywood is preparing a big film about the bombing, but your film is more subtle. It's not a documentary. It's a short feature, as I said, and it's really about friendship. Can you tell us how each of you knew Johar in real life?
Well, this is Zolan. Johar and I met freshman year of high school at Cambridge Ridge and Latin. We also lived pretty close to each other, played on similar sports teams, definitely had a lot of time to hang out and spend with each other, and we grew to be good friends.
And Henry, same class?
Yeah, same class. You know, he was someone that was in our collective circle, you know, sort of in our orbit of friends. We did the things that all high schoolers do. We went to parties, a variety of extracurricular activities that underage people are not supposed to do, but engage in anyways. You know, not someone I kept in touch with after high school, but during high school, he really, you know, existed as part of my life.
And why did you want to sit down and write this movie about that friendship? Because it's, as you say, you lost contact. So what was your intent?
Well, I think catharsis was probably first and foremost in both of our minds. You know, I was at film school when the marathon bombing happened, and I think I speak for most people that were in our situation living in Cambridge, knowing Johar, that it was incredibly isolating and terrifying to have this happen. It's very hard for a 19-year-old to deal with. So what I tried to do is I tried to write something personally, and it was impossible. Mm. You know, it was too close. It was too raw. I couldn't get out anything that made sense. So about a year later, Zolan and I have been friends since we were in middle school. We talked, and he brought up trying to write something together. And so Zolan came to New York, and over the course of 2 days, we outlined the short film script and wrote it.
It starts, your film, on that awful morning we all woke up to, that manhunt of the citywide lockdown. That was Friday, April 19th, 2013. And in your film, the main character, a fictitious person named Jackson, he's a friend of Johar's. He's at college at BU and wakes up to find his dorm mates watching the news and hears the first time the identities of the suspects. Let's listen to that.
What kind of f***ing name is Dizhak Har?
Johar.
So you spell the title of your film how everybody knew Johar, which is Johar, J-A-H-R. His name is hard. His real name is hard to spell and difficult to say if you don't know how to pronounce it. It really kind of sets him apart as a foreigner. How much of an outsider was Johar when you knew him?
He wasn't an outsider. It's easy to label somebody that did something this horrible. An outsider, an antisocial, a sociopath. He was a loner. He had no friends in high school. Not the case with him. You know, this was a social guy. You know, laid back, at times maybe shy, but at the end of the day, he was somebody that was always willing to go hang out with people and just have a good time. Now, it's hard for people to fathom that, and we get that, but that's the person we knew.
I mean, you still make such a big deal, though, of his name. That really seems to kind of signify him as the quintessential outsider.
I think in the context of the film, the name is really important and the spelling is really important because it's a question of, you know, knowing someone. Mm. You know, the Americanization of a name, spelling your name a certain way just so it's easier for your friends is, I think, really telling. And it's at the heart of what the film is.
Can I add on to that as well?
Yeah, please.
For me, the difference in the spellings and the pronunciation of the name also kind of represented the separation between people from Cambridge when this happened and the people that you might have gone to college with that weren't from Cambridge, that didn't know Johar. I don't remember Dizhak Har, the person that set off the bomb on the marathon. I'm trying to deal with the fact that this is Johar, the guy that was making jokes in the hallways of Cambridge Ridge and Latin.
Right. Well, you go into those memories in a flashback. Here's another clip. This is 2 years before the bombings, and Johar and his friends are hanging out smoking pot on a basketball court somewhere in Cambridge, and Jahar backs out of a evening plan.
Yo, you guys trying to go into the city tonight?
Yeah, bro, what's up?
I don't think I can go.
But you're driving.
Can't do it, fellas. Sorry.
What happened?
Nothing. I just gotta help my brother out.
So Henry and Zolan, just for people who may not remember, Jahar's older brother Tamerlan was a huge figure in his life and was also involved in the bombing, killed the night that manhunt began. Were you aware of Jahar's relationship with his older brother in real life? Did his life seem kind of defined by it?
It was something that I knew existed as part of his life, but was not something I was ever really, I think for most of us, allowed to see. You know, Tamerlan was something he mentioned offhand a couple times, and definitely you could sense admiration there, but that was about it. It was never something that was part of our relationship with him.
I got to say, the most powerful scene is when the friends get together back at the basketball court after the bombings and the manhunt and the capture of Jahar Tsarnaev, and they argue over whether he's innocent or guilty. Let's hear that.
We all know he didn't do it.
I don't know, man. You been watching TV?
Yeah, I've been watching the TV. And I know he didn't do it.
Well, I don't know, man. It seems pretty clear cut.
Clear? That was your f***ing boy. That's our boy. And just because his picture's up doesn't mean he did s***.
How are the reactions to the film different between people who are from Cambridge and people who are not from Cambridge? Have you been able to kind of track that?
Well, very few people have seen the film. You know, it's premiering April 16th at the Tribeca Film Festival. So I think personally I'm nervous, but I'm excited to share it.
What are you nervous about?
I can see a world where someone would say, how dare you try and humanize this monster? You know, how dare you try and tell this story? This is it's an affront to the victims of the marathon bombing. And that scares me because that's not the intention of the film at all. You know, we don't want to minimize the horror of what happened to the Boston Marathon. We are Bostonians too, and that affected us. But I think that, you know, my counter is this film is important because it's just another smaller part of the pain. You know, it's just another piece of the tragedy.
That's Henry Hayes along with Zolan Kano Youngs, who co-wrote and co-produced a 12-minute film, Jahar, about their friendship with the Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. The film premieres at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York next month. Henry and Zolan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.